To mourn for my offences and former passed sins. This sad and awful story my heavy heart begins. Most wickedly I spent my time, devoid of godly grace. A lewder woman never lived, I think, in any place. Near Buckingham I dwelled, and Susan Hicks by name, well thought of by good gentlemen and farmers of good fame. Where thus for 20 years at least I lived in gallant sort, which made the country marvel much to hear of my report. My state was not maintained, as you shall understand, by good and honest dealings, nor labor of my hand. But by deceit and cozening shifts, the end whereof we see hath ever been repaid with shame, and ever like to be. My servants were young country girls, brought up unto my mind, by nature fair and beautiful, and of a gentle kind, who with their sweet enticing eyes did many you youngsters move, to come by night unto my house in hope of further love. But still at their close meetings, as I the plot had late, I slept in still at unawares, while they the wantons played, and would in question bring their names, except they did agree to give me money for this wrong done to my house and me. This was but petty cozenage to things that I have done. My weapon by the highway side hath me much money won. In men's attire I oft have rode upon a gelding stout, and done great robberies valiantly the countries round about. I had my scarfs and visors, my face for to disguise, sometime a beard upon my chin to blind the people's eyes, my turkey blade and pistols good, my courage to maintain. Thus took I many a farmer's purse, well crammed with golden gain. Great store of London merchants I boldly have bid stand, and showed myself most bravely a woman of my hand. You rustling roysters, every one, in my defence say then, we women still for gallant minds may well compare with men. But if so be it chanced the countries were beset with hue and cries and warrants, into my house I get, and I so being with my maids would cloak the matter so that no man could by any means the right offender know. Yet God that still most justly doth punish every vice did bring unto confusion my fortunes in a trice. For by a murder all my sins were strangely brought to light, and such desert I had by law as justice claimed by right. Upon the heath of Measledon I met a woman there, and robbed her as from market homewards she did repair. Which woman called me by my name, and said that she me knew, for which, even with her life's dear blood, my hands I did imbrue. But after I had wounded this woman unto death, and that her bleeding body was almost reft of breath, she gave a groan, and therewithal did spit upon my face 3 drops of blood that never could be wiped from that place. For after I returned unto my house again, the more that I it washed, it more appeared plain. Each hour I thought that beasts and birds this murder would reveal, or that the air so vile a deed no longer would conceal. So heavy at my conscience this woeful murder lay, that I was soon enforced the same for to beware, and to my servants made it known as God appointed me. For blood can never secret rest, nor long unpunished be. My servants to the justices declared what I had said, for which I was attached and to the jail conveyed, and at the sizes was condemned and had my just desert. Even such a death let all them have that bear so false a heart. Be warned by this story, you rustling rosters all. The higher that you climb in sin, the greater is your fall. For now the world so wicked is in maiden and in wife, that few or none can find the way to lead an honest life.